Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to make your first step towards explosive business growth, this is the right podcast for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. I am your host, Susie Carter, and I am your profit coach. And today's guest is Laura Posey. She's an internationally recognized speaker, author, consultant. She's known as the Simple Planning Specialist for her unique ability to simply and easily laser focus her clients to get, my favorite word, dramatic results. Her simple strategic plan is used by over 3,000 companies from startup to Fortune 100. Welcome, Laura. Thank you so much, Laura. I'm so excited that you're here. But more importantly, I'm so excited to share you with our community because you have some secret sauce. So what I like to do is, you know, we did your bio and that's sexy, but I want you to share your badass list. Like, this is what makes Laura a badass in our industry. And why should I listen to you for the next 30 minutes?
Okay, so I have helped over 3,000 business owners create one-page plans. I have fantastic client that's number 61 on the Fortune 500 list, and I've generated almost $750,000 just from that one client.
Everybody wants a client like that, right?
Right. And my superpower is simplifying things. Like, I just, for whatever reason, I'm able to just condense things, get rid of all the crap, cut right to the heart of things, and get shit done.
Yeah, I love it. I bought your program because I'm the same way. How do I simplify? How do I simplify? And you never know till you try, right? We have a great sum, but I'm like, I don't know. I love your energy. I love what you say. I love your classes. So I'm like, let me try this. Let me see how good this is. So it's good enough for your profit coach, right? It's got to be good enough for you, right?
Right.
So let's talk about it so people can see the value in it. Because I think, you know, we all have to write a business plan. Every year you have to do a strategic plan. Every year you have to look at what worked, what didn't work. So how'd you get into the planning business, right? How'd you decide this is my jam?
Yeah. So I came out of the sales training business. I sold lots of things, cars, insurance. I used to sell Cutco knives door to door. And so I started a sales training business because that's what I knew how to do. And partway through my sales training business, I realized that I hated everything about it. including my business partner, my employees, my office, absolutely everything. And so I ran away from home and I went to Sedona for a week to just kind of meditate and figure out how I was going to go get a corporate job again and just ditch everything. And while I was there, I had a bit of a near-death experience and I realized I didn't want a corporate job. I wanted to make this business work. And the reason that I almost died was because I went on a hike without a map. And I realized the reason my business was killing me was because I built a business without a map. I just started doing what I knew how to do. And
wait, that's a mic drop. That's a mic drop. I'm just saying that is a mic drop. I love how you made that correlation, right? You always kind of have that aha moment, like, shit, this is what I do in my business is I just go on a hike.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, I know how to do this. I'm just going to wing it. Right. It's gotten me this far.
Right.
And, you know, when you're in corporate, there's a lot of safety nets around. Yeah. And you can wing it and not kill the company. But when you're the owner and you're winging it, you can kill a company real fast. And if you don't kill a company, you'll kill yourself.
Yes.
And I was on the way to killing myself. I was bad.
Literally and figuratively, right? Going on no map. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
We think we know, right? That's such a great analogy. We think we know. And then we're in the woods going, I don't know. And you can only wing it and pull it out of your hiney so far. And you see it when businesses hit, you know, that $500,000, $1 million, because $1 million business is different than $3 million. $3 million is different than $5 million. You know, and you're just like, you can't wing it and you can't do it by yourself, right?
No.
If you're going to grow. Exactly. So who do you serve? Who's your jam? Who do you serve? Who's those
people? Yeah. So my clients are actually, I like the small folks that really want to be bigger and want to build that just amazing lifestyle. So when we start our planning with like, what kind of lifestyle do you want? Right? What are all the things you want to do in your life? What's your bucket list? How much vacation do you want? How much time do you want to have off? What do you want to be doing in your life? And how much is that going to cost? And what I find is that my clients are often coaches, consultants, people that are selling their knowledge, and they want to be at a place where they're bringing in $250,000 a year to their personal bank account and they're happy. They can work 20, 30 hours a week, bring in 250, like they're great. They're not trying to be $1 billion. They're not trying to, you know, scale. Those folks, I speak their language because I'm that same kind of person. Like I like just having some big cash coming in and not stressing. I mean, little known secret, 9 months out of the year, I only work 3 days a week.
I love it. That is juicy, right? And the reality, you know, the latest statistics are 88% of small businesses aren't profitable. And out of those 88% of businesses that aren't profitable, 90% of them aren't paying themselves what they're worth.
That's heartbreaking because as we know, like being a small business owner, you're carrying all the risk. You got crappy benefits, right? I mean, healthcare as an individual business owner is a tough hole.
Yes.
And so, you know, you're taking all the risk and you're putting everything on the line, and to not get paid for that.
Right.
That's just wrong.
So why is, you know, planning important?
Yeah, because if you're out there just winging it, I mean, most business owners have wicked shiny object syndrome. We're opportunists at heart. That's why we started businesses. And that's great for starting a business. It's terrible for running a business because you're constantly chasing new things and starting things and not finishing them.
Yes.
And if you don't finish them, they're not going to make you any money.
Yes.
Right. It's like when I sell a course or something, I tell people like, look, if you don't use it, I guarantee it won't work.
Right.
Like you got to finish it. You got to do the whole course. And it's the same thing in business. You've got to finish things. And so when you sit down and create a plan, you're in a clear, logical, reasonable space. You are deciding where you're going to focus your time and energy. And by the same token, all of the things that you are going to choose to ignore. And so when you commit to putting those things on that plan, you're like, okay, this is what I'm going to do this year. And everything else is going to be a not now.
Right. So what do you start with? So when I do it, I always start with my financial roadmap. And then, you know, I, like you, put all my vacations in my calendar. I don't know where I'm going when I put them in there. I just know I'm going somewhere. Right. Yep. So I think linear people get like, well, why? I don't know where I'm going. Who cares? Just put the time in there because your time gets sucked up, eaten up.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So what do you start with when you're looking at the plan?
Yeah. So we start with, we start looking 3 years out and then we look 1 year out, and we're really specific about the kinds of goals that we have folks set. So we have people set goals around what we call the four entrepreneurial freedoms: time, money, location, and emotion. Mm. Right. And we always start with the time piece because that's the most limited resource that you have.
Right.
Right. So how much free time do you want this year? And not just the vacation piece, but how much do you want to work?
Right.
Right. How many do you want? 3 days a week, 4 days a week? And how many hours during those days do you want to work? And let's set that first, then decide how much money you want to make.
Yep. I'm taking notes.
Then decide where you want to work, because as an entrepreneur, you have location freedom.
Right.
Right. So if you want to work from an RV in the middle of a state park, great. Let's decide that now so we can figure out how to make it happen. Or do you want to just build a brand new home office? Like, I'm next year going to put a second story on this house that I just bought and move my office upstairs because I like to work in the trees.
Yes.
Right?
The interesting thing when you say that, it's like from the location standpoint, is I'm still trapped at my office. And I know I can work anywhere, but I have my setup and I'm like, I'm putting my own constraint on myself.
Right.
And there's the opportunity to be able to go, I could really be anywhere. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that ties to the emotion of, is it okay? I don't know. Because I've been such a slave, you know, in the past to my job. And I realized this year when with all the pandemic and the shutdown, it's like, you don't have to stay at this desk, Susie.
Yeah. Well, what happens is I think that we think that our clients have expectations of what things are going to look like and feel like and all of that and how we're going to show up. And, you know, what's really interesting is you get to set those expectations, right? You get to tell your clients what they can expect from you. And when you set out and show them what freedom looks like and you go, hey, this is what it looks like to work from the beach, or this is what it looks like to work from a hut in Bali, or this, you know, and this is what it looks like to not have to do like full hair and makeup and blah, 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 and still be the authority.
Right.
They go, holy crap. Like, that's what I want too.
Yes.
Right. So you can set that expectation of what they're going to get when they engage with you. And so that's why I think it's important to say, like, where am I going to work from this year? Right. So I could tell you this coming year, I'm going to go on a relationship road trip.
And what is that?
A relationship road trip. I made it up. I bought this like
entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So I bought this like super sexy car that I just love to drive. And I can.
And what's the super sexy car? What is it?
It's an Outback Wilderness.
Okay.
So it's like this like super off-road, but I can sleep in the back of it if I want. I love to camp. It's a great camping car. And so I have clients all over the US and Canada. And I even have people who work for me that I've never met in person.
Yes.
And so I am mapping out a 3-month route around the country to go visit people. And I'm just going on the road for 3 months and I'm going to go meet people I've never met. I'm going to go hang out with clients. I'm going to go hang out with colleagues that I haven't seen in a long time. And you know, along the way, stop and hike in lots of national parks and see things that I've never seen around the US and Canada. And so my location for is relationship road trip.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. That's juicy. Okay. So we have time, we have money. And so in your planning around the money, let's talk about that.
So I look at two kinds of money. So there's sales. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what am I going to sell? Because that's something you have direct control over.
Yes.
Right. And then the second piece is personal income.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big fan of the profit first system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what am I going to sell minus what I'm going to make? Okay. That's what I have left to run the company on.
Right.
Right. And some other things in there, obviously. But instead of going, okay, here's what I'm going to sell. Here's everything I'm going to spend on the company and I get what's left. Decide ahead of time, how much money are you going to make, right? So if your business is going to sell 300,000 and you want to make 250, well, you got to run your company on 50K.
Right.
That's perfectly doable. You just have to
be lean and mean.
Right. And if you make that decision ahead of time, then you make decisions along the year that stay within those constraints.
Yes. Yeah, it was just why I had a vendor, right, who manages my website and does maintenance. And he's like, you know, if you pay for the year, it'll be cheaper. I'm like, but if I pay for the year right now, you cut into my profitability. So no, I'm not paying for the year, right? It's like just the decision. Like, yeah, no, that's what's more important to me is my profitability. So versus I'm going to save $1,000. Like, yeah, no.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody the other day was doing, they were doing a big Black Friday sale and it was 5%. If you paid for 5% off, if you paid for the year. And I'm like, you obviously don't understand how that works because 5% is not enough to get anybody excited about anything.
Exactly. Or on the flip side, sometimes we give so much, right? We did that with our book launch in the beginning. We gave so much. It was just like, why? Why do you have to give so much of the book so valuable?
Right.
I don't know. That's what my coach said to do. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Like, wait, stop and think, right? I think that's the power of a plan. Stop and think. Is that what I want to do? And when you run the number, stop and think, is that sale profitable? Because a lot of people are doing the sales, but they're not making profit on it, right? They're losing money. Does that make sense? Sometimes it makes sense to lose money. There's lost leaders in business, but
right.
A lot of times it doesn't make sense. You don't even know because you're not running the numbers. Like, I'm just going to get some sales. Okay. We just lost money.
Right. Right. Exactly. And I think, you know, that gets back to the time thing as well, right? What do you value your time at? Because if you don't know what you value your time at, you may think you're being profitable. It's like, oh, I sold all these coaching programs. It's like, yeah, but now you're stuck at your desk forever.
Right.
Right. You've just backed yourself into 30 hours of one-on-one coaching.
Right.
And you got to show up 30 hours every week just to get paid. That's a job. Right.
Oh, my God. How many of you feel like Laura's just punching you in the face? Right. It's good. Sometimes you need that smack, like snap out of it. You know, like
there's so many other models. There's so many other ways to do things. And you know, I go back to, you know, if you think about like going on a trip, going on a vacation, you know, if I live in Virginia, if I want to go to California, there's a whole bunch of ways I can get to California.
Right.
Right. And I need to think about, okay, well, how much time do I want to spend getting to California and how much money do I want to spend and what kind of experience do I want to have? Right. And some people may go, yeah, you know, like I want to drive and camp and see things. And other people are like, screw that. Put me in a first class seat.
Mm-hmm.
Fly my butt there. Other people are like, oh, no, private jet.
Right.
I don't want anybody else but me in that plane.
Right.
And I want to get there super fast. None of this going to the airport bullshit and waiting in line with TSA and all that stuff. Right. And so they'll all get you to the same place, but you got to know what the place is.
Right. Yeah, I did that this summer. I took 6 weeks to just really, because I found the business wasn't fun, right?
Yeah.
We're making money. Who cares? I think this is the emotion part, right? I was like, This isn't fun.
Yeah.
I'm working too much. I'm like, I'm not having the quality. I'm too old now to not have the quality of life I've earned, mm-hmm. right? And nobody's doing it to me but me, right? So my epiphany, like, nobody's making you do this. You're doing it. So what? Why? Like, let's look at the why. Why are you doing it? So I think that's juicy. So let's talk about, you know, the emotion. Because as your business grows, right, the assessing of it, is it fun? Is it doing what I want for my lifestyle? Right? So that's what you're talking about with emotion, I'm assuming.
It is, absolutely. And it's really powerful to define the emotion that you want to have for the year. And think about, you know, some years are all about fun, right? Like, I just want to have a great time. Some years are about stretching and challenging yourself.
Right.
You know, it's like, I've been having fun. I've been chilling. This has been great, but I want to stretch. I want to experiment. I want to try something new, right? I want to be curious. And so really going into the year thinking about, all right, what is this year about for me?
Right.
And you know, maybe it's relaxing. Maybe it's taking your foot off the gas, but really getting clear about, okay, how do I want to feel? Because again, these are all just constraints that we're putting in place. We're saying, you know, I want this much time and this much money, and I want to work in this location and I want to feel this way. Okay. Now we know what we have to build and what we have to do and what we have to change to satisfy all of those conditions.
Now, I don't know if you guys feel like I feel, there's like a little knot in my stomach, like, what? Make me a priority? What? I'm so used to putting Laura first. I'm so used to taking care of clients. I'm so used to, you know, the drive. Because as, you know, a young entrepreneur, you're just driving to hit a goal. And then you're like, oh, I hit the goal. But I hate every year, every December, every January 1st, it's like reset. Doesn't matter what you did last year. It's reset. Financially, you're resetting. You know, unless you have a continuation program, which, you know, a lot of people don't. They're just building their business. And, you know, so it's like, wow, what is, if you're already resetting, let's get clear on the reset.
Yeah.
Right. So I love that.
But the reset doesn't necessarily have to be bigger, better.
Right.
Right. The reset can be, okay, I want to make the same amount of money and I want to take more time off.
Yes.
Right. Like, okay, I want to make exactly the same amount of money as I made last year. And I want to have every single Friday off, no matter what, bar none. Nobody can talk to me on Friday. I get a 3-day weekend every single week.
Yes.
That's great. That's change. That's progress. That's growth. It doesn't always have to be squeeze more money out of it, because we get to a place where it's like, okay, well, I got the money thing sorted.
Right. Right. You can only make so much money and you're like, well, what's next? I mean, you do keep chasing this golden egg, but what do you need it for? What are you using it for? What are you planning for? Is it really going to make that big a difference? Another 100 grand, 200 grand, if you're already making a great living.
And what are you missing out on for that? I mean, I see if I can tell this story without tearing up a little bit, but you know, my partner passed away from pancreatic cancer, and I will go to my grave swearing that it was from overworking.
Mm.
And she had a great job where she had time, and when we met, everything was so much fun. And then she took this next job that was super challenging and just sucked life out of her, literally, and just ground her down to nothing. And I'm like, you know, so when you have an experience like that and you watch somebody go through something like that, you go, wow, like, you're going to miss out on your grandkids for a job? Really?
Right.
No. Just no.
So I don't know if you've read Louise Hay's stuff, but she talks about cancer as, you know, lack of joy, right?
Yeah.
In your life. So I'm aligned with that. So thank you for sharing that. I think it's powerful just to question, to go, I love the ahas. I love the inquiry into it, because I think that's where change occurs, especially when you get to a certain level in business, right?
Yeah.
To go, and who's coaching the coach? Who's holding you accountable to what you say you want?
Right.
I always have to have somebody in my corner that's not attached to my job, but they're committed to me and committed to my growth, whatever that, you know, in that time, that money, that location, and that emotion is to go, you said you wanted this. You know, a lot of people do that with fitness. You say you want this, but you're eating ding dongs. Like, I don't even know if they make ding dongs anymore. That's how old I am. Ding dongs.
We say all the time, coaches need coaches.
Right.
I just hired a health coach.
Yeah.
Because it's not that I don't know what to do.
It's the accountability.
I got a million excuses for not doing it.
Yeah.
And I hired a health coach during the busiest time of my year.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it after my busy season. And she's like, yeah, what excuse are you going to have then?
Mm.
And I was like,
friend, right? That's a good friend.
Yeah. I was like, you're right. I'll come up with something else and be like, oh, it's springtime. I'm going to be outside, you know, I'll come up with something.
Right.
So
let's talk about the busiest season, right? I think there's so many people in who have been struggling with, you know, the economy and the pandemic. And I always say there's always a pandemic. There's always something, right? Yeah. Whether it's depression, recession, financial collapse, this is a health collapse. Yeah. What's been your secret sauce to staying in action and to keep growing?
Yeah. So for me, particularly during this nutty time, it's been kind of going back to a mantra that we have, which is when all hell breaks loose, don't change your goals, change your tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at, okay, I still have these goals. I still have these things that I want to accomplish. Given this new set of circumstances, what do I have to change to still stay on track for those goals? And it's something that we've been doing with all of our clients, right? You know, they all set plans at the beginning and, you know, in January of 2020. And then by March, everything was nuts. And so we had to rework everything with them. And then coming around this year, it's been like, okay, now we're sort of half in and half out. Can I plan live events? Can I not? You know, there's been just so much uncertainty.
Yes.
And so we've just said, okay, well, why don't we just rebuild your business in a way that it's not dependent on all of this outside stuff, so that should this happen again, you're good.
Right.
Right. Omicron takes over. We're all locked down again. Okay. You're good. Things are still humming along for you.
So what has been, you've shared a couple of them, right? Have been biggest challenges in your life, right? From the near-death experience to the loss of a partner. And when you look in business, because I always believe that those failures, I never like them, never want to talk about it, right? But they've helped me grow. So in business, what's been one of your biggest failures? And then what'd you learn from it?
Probably hiring the wrong people.
Mm.
Right? So
Say more about that.
Yeah. So I started out I got in my head that I needed to hire people to grow, but it was from an ego standpoint, not from a need standpoint, right? So I give you an example. So I decided I needed an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I just didn't need a full-time assistant.
Right.
But I got into, I'm like, oh, well, I'm doing well. I should have a full-time assistant. So I went out and, you know, and basically brought a salary on board, and I wanted somebody really good. So I brought a big salary on board. And then I was like, well, I just want to do the teaching stuff. So now I'm going to go hire a salesperson. And so I put all these people on my payroll. And that was just completely stupid, because now I got to feed everybody else before I get paid.
Right.
Now I'm getting the leftovers, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm taking all the risk here.
Yes.
I mean, it was just soul crushing, and it was awful because I really liked them. They're great people. They're still friends of mine.
Right.
And it really sucks to have to sit down with people that you really love and go, you ain't got no job no more.
Right.
Because I
can't prepare you.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just brutal to have to do that.
Yeah.
And so now I've learned, like, okay, I hire people for projects. I hire people as contractors. If I hire them as a contractor, I make sure I'm their number one client.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So it's like, you can have as many other clients as you want, but I'm number one.
Yeah. I need you eating, sleeping, drinking me.
Yeah. And I'm willing to be the one that pays you more.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm willing to be the one that, you know, sends you Christmas stuff and like whatever, that I'm willing to be as flexible as you need. I will always pay you the day your invoice comes in, you know, but I need to be number one.
Yes. I love that. So let's look at the end of your life. What do you want to be remembered for?
Asking good questions.
You do. You're a little provoking, right? A little thought provoking, just kind of scratching. Some people feel like you just picked off their scab, but I think it's good, right? That's a good coach. I used to think a good coach was, I got to tell you what to do. Mm-mm. The answer's in the question, not me having it all, being it all, right?
Yeah. I want people to look back and go, man, we had some of the most amazing conversations,
mm-hmm.
right? Because she asked questions that just made me think in a different way and made me look at the world in a way that I hadn't seen it before.
I love that. So how do people find you? Let's talk about your software, because I think that's important for people to get access to you and find you, you know, when you're not traveling or when you're working versus traveling. And I can't wait to see the journey, right? So how do people find you?
So I'm an email gal. You can always email me, laura@simplesuccessplans.com. Everything I have is on my website. We've got some really good free downloads. We've got some free resources. We recommend, you know, different products and software for people, because I've tried everything under the sun. And it's like, look, let me just tell you what works.
Right.
And skip the whole trial and error stuff. I've done all that work for you.
Yeah.
And so that's simplesuccessplans.com. Everything is there. We've got really great daily success checklists that people can download there. You can call me, but
I won't answer.
Yeah, I don't really answer the phone.
I love it. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your generosity. Again, I appreciate you. I appreciate the wisdom, your vulnerability, your transparency, right? And the power of planning. Like, if you walk away with anything from this one, is plan your life and make you the priority first. And thank you for that reminder.
Amen.
As I go into 2022, looking at what are we going to do differently? You know, how does this become more fun and put me in the front versus me in the back?
Absolutely. You're the leader. You get paid more. You get to eat first.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. Woo!
Woo! Thank you. Have a blessed day. And I look forward to watching your journey for your relationship tour.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So thank you, Laura.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at https://poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.